Good morning. It's Wednesday the 10th, and the business today is profitable but losing ground, which is a strange sentence to say out loud.
Yeah, both things are true. Let's start with the ground we're losing.
Competitor watch, go.
May market data. The whole domestic market grew about 3% year on year. We went the other way, down almost 2%.
So we shrank while the market grew.
Right. And look who took it. SAA up 21%. Airlink up 7.5%. We're the only major carrier that went backwards.
21% for SAA, that's not a rounding error.
It's not. They're back and they're buying share. Ours slipped to just under 49%.
Okay, but share's an average. Where is it actually bleeding?
The trunk, Joburg to Durban, both directions. Biggest domestic route we fly, about 140,000 seats each way.
And?
Our share there dropped 8 points, down to around 68%. We pulled roughly 8,000 seats out. SAA dropped 10,500 in, Airlink another 4.
Hold on, we took seats out of our biggest route while two competitors piled in.
That's the picture. Same story the other direction, near identical numbers.
What's that worth?
Directionally, 16,000 of our seats gone across both legs. At our contribution per seat, call it 2.5, 3 million rand of contribution we handed over. The clean number isn't fully in yet, but it's that order.
So it's real money, not noise.
It's real. This is the one to chew on, not the small stuff.
Speaking of small stuff, Cape Town to PE was the story yesterday.
Skip it. Capacity's up, load factor soft, but it's seasonal and the contribution hit is immaterial. 600 grand. Don't open your meeting with it.
Done. So is the trunk retreat a problem or a choice?
That's the right question. And here's the twist. May was actually profitable.
Define profitable.
Profit before tax of 125 million rand. Last May, we lost 25. Contribution per seat up 62%.
So we pulled seats and made more money.
Which makes the share loss look deliberate. Trading thin trunk seats for margin. That might be discipline, not a miss.
Or it's fuel forcing our hand. Which is it?
That's the one for the room. From here, I can't tell if we walked or got pushed.
Let's talk yield, because the headline looks great.
It looks great, and it's mostly a mirage. May yield up 38% year on year.
That's enormous.
97% of that jump is the fuel surcharge. Strip it out and underlying yields up about 14 Rand. That's the whole real move.
So it's recovery, not pricing power.
Correct. Fuel costs per passenger more than doubled. Fuel's now 56% of the cost base. The surcharge is just clawing it back. Don't call that strong pricing.
Noted. Quick read on June so far.
9 days in, revenue per flight up about 15%, but same caveat, surcharge led. Load factor 78, down 7 points year on year. Fuller fares, emptier planes.
And the forward book.
June's tracking about 8 points behind the curve, July a touch behind. But I'd hold that loosely. Filed schedules are distorted right now with fuel and cancellations, so I trust the flown actuals more than the forward read.
Fair. Two questions for the exec table.
One's obvious. The trunk. Are we seating Joburg to Durban to say A on purpose for margin, or is fuel making the call? 10,000 of their seats each way says somebody decided.
And two, if 97% of the yield lift is surcharge, what's our real pricing power when fuel rolls over? Because underlying's only up 14 Rand.
Those two, and you've covered the day. Actually, before we wrap, one catch on the fuel story. Dollar jet fuel did come off about 10% month on month, but the Rand weakened almost 13% over the same stretch, out to 1655. In Rand, the fuel relief washes out. Fuel isn't really rolling over in the currency we actually pay in. And that's the currency our cost base lives in.
So the second question to the room isn't just pricing power when fuel rolls over. It's whether that relief even reaches us with the Rand moving like this. Profitable, but retreating. Watch the trunk. Have a good one.